Today is a feast day of St. Catherine of Alexandria, a virgin and martyr who lived probably around the 3rd century. We don't know a whole lot about her life. This particular feast day was added about a year ago to the church. It is a feast day that was celebrated for centuries, and then, after Vatican II, was taken off the universal calendar, but now it has been placed back on the calendar. Sometimes people think, well, there's no longer such a person as like St. Christopher or St. Valentine because they were taken off the calendar after Vatican II. And that's not the case. You can never be defrocked as a saint. Once you're a saint, you're always a saint. However, the Church adds some saints to the universal calendar and takes some off of the universal calendar. Sometimes there wasn't a whole lot of historical data about particular saints, so they might have been removed off the calendar. But just because the saint was taken off the universal calendar doesn't mean they're no longer a saint. They still are saints in the Church, but the Church wanted to make room for some of the newer saints that were added. For example, Padre Pio, Blessed Miguel Pro, Maria Goretti. Now, there's always new saints being beatified and canonized, so in order to make room for some of the newer saints, some of the other ones are taken off the universal calendar. It's interesting, though, that Catherine of Alexandria was added back on to the calendar. We know that there was great devotion to her in the East, the Eastern Rite churches, really going all the way back to the 10th century. And after the time of the Crusaders, she became very popular in the West. And there are hundreds of churches dedicated to her throughout Europe. She's a patron saint of young maidens, female students, philosophers, preachers, and Catholic apologists. It's said that of the voices that St. Joan of Arc heard when Joan of Arc was being burned at the stake, one of those voices was that of Catherine of Alexandria. What we know about her is that she came from an upper-class family in Alexandria, which is in Egypt, and she devoted herself to studies. That's why she's a patron saint of young women, especially students. Through her study, she was converted to Catholicism, and they say it was Our Lady herself appeared to her holding the Christ child, and after this, her conversion came about. She defended the faith before the pagan Roman emperor. They tried to kill her on a large wheel. I'm sure you've seen images, holy cards, of the large spike wheel. They tried to kill her on that, but she did not die, and so she was beheaded. And the tradition is that her body was carried by angels to Mount Sinai, where she was placed in a tomb, and then, of course, a church and a monastery are built over that spot. Some of the scholars, though, say that, I'm sure you've heard of Butler's Lives of the Saints. Well, Father Butler is probably the greatest expert on the saints, said, as to what is said that the body of the saint was conveyed by angels to Mount Sinai, the meaning is that it was carried, perhaps, by the monks of Sinai to their monastery, that they might devoutly enrich their dwelling with such a treasure. It is well known that the name of the angelical habit was often used for the monastic habit, and that account on the account that the monks, for their holy purity and functions, were anciently called angels. Angelical life and angelical habit are still current and usual expressions in Eastern monasticism. So a very interesting idea. So we do know that her relics were taken to Mount Sinai, and if you do go there today, you'll see this magnificent church and monastery, which is still in use on Mount Sinai. The holy monks have been there for almost 1,500, 1,600 years. So we remember St. Catherine of Alexandria. That's basically all we know about her life. Very little about her, but we do know that she was both a virgin and a martyr and gave her life for Christ. And so we pray, St. Catherine of Alexandria, pray for us.